For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump has weighed in on behalf of the man he nominated in July, and as justice is expected to tilt the Supreme Court to the right, he says Brett Kavanaugh will be a great member of the High Court.
And he will sit proudly alongside Justice Neil Gorsuch. He's doing a great job to uphold your sacred rights and to defend your God-given freedom.
The vote ended an emotional 88 days after Kavanaugh was hit with sexual misconduct allegations, which Kavanaugh denies. Protesters shouted their disapproval.
Mr. Manchin.
Shame!
The clerk will suspend. The sergeant-at-arms will restore order in the gallery.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
In a trial that has gripped Chicago for days, white police officer Jason Van Dyke, convicted for murder and aggravated battery in the shooting death of a black teenager, Laquan McDonald, in 2014. McDonald went down under a hail of 16 bullets as he was walking away from police. He was carrying a knife. McDonald's uncle, Reverend Martin Hunter.
America was on trial, and people all over America and all over the world have been waiting to see what was going to happen.
A major mattress retailer has filed for bankruptcy. Mattress firm, America's largest bed retailer, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and will close up to 700 stores. Mattress firm says it will quickly shut down 200 underperforming stores and make decisions about the other 500 locations in the coming weeks. There are more than 3,300 Mattress Firm stores in the U.S. The company has been struggling with competition from online retailers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Chinese officials are furious after Vice President Mike Pence sent them a scathing message in a speech on Thursday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Echoing remarks that President Trump had recently made, Vice President Pence accused Beijing of meddling in U.S. elections to counter tough trade policies against China.
As a senior career member of our intelligence community told me just this week, what the Russians are doing pales in comparison to what China is doing across this country.
On Friday, China hit back, branding Pence's accusations ridiculous, and a foreign ministry spokesman said they object to Pence's groundless allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The National Retail Federation is predicting a lot of Christmas shoppers this holiday season. With more on this story, here's Don Clemens.
The National Retail Federation expects sales this Christmas to increase by as much as 4.8% over 2017 figures. If correct, that would mean sales of $720.89 billion. Matthew Shade, the president and the CEO of the Federation, tells us, thanks to a healthy economy with strong consumer confidence, we believe that this Christmas season will continue to reflect the growth we've seen over the past year. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News,